And 6:06, it is partly cloudy, 82 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 99 with a chance of some heavy rain this evening. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It has been over 2 years since Oklahoma passed and the governor signed the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. It was to have helped solve many of Oklahoma's corrections problems. The architect was then Speaker of the Oklahoma House, Chris Steele. He's frustrated that nothing has happened in the last 2 years, while a similar program in Texas is reaping big benefits.
They're spending less and producing better results. To me, that's the heart of what being a fiscal conservative is all about. And so I really think that it behooves the state of Oklahoma to consider not only how we can be tough on crime, but also how we can be smart on crime and tough on criminal spending.
He says the Fallon administration seems to have lost interest in the program, which would spend money up front for treatment programs and look for alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders. We have more on this story at 7:35 this morning. An overnight crash on Highway 169 near 71st Street has left a motorcycle rider dead. The accident happened about 2:30 this morning. The motorcycle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed into the back end of a pickup. The roadway is still closed this morning southbound at 71st Street. Some Indian rights organizations vow to fight the return of baby Veronica to her biological father.
Several American Indian groups will sue over a court's decision to allow the adoption of a girl of Cherokee heritage by a Charleston area couple. The Native American Rights Fund, National Congress of American Indians, and National Indian Child Welfare Association say they want to, quote, try to protect the best interest of the 3-year-old girl named Veronica. The girl's been living in Oklahoma since 2011 with her father, who has been pursuing custody of Veronica in Oklahoma. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The chief of the Muscogee Creek Nation says a planned auction by the Creek Council House Museum in Old Maugee is prompting complaints. The sale of more than 200 items is scheduled for September 20th and includes artwork, bows and arrows, and other artifacts. Chief George Tiger says family members of those who donated the items are concerned. Tiger says they believe history should not be for sale. The board that oversees the Tulsa jail will ask for proposals from firms that are willing to do an analysis on how much it costs to house inmates in Tulsa. The daily cost is at the heart of a dispute between the county and the city of Tulsa. Sheriff Stanley Glantz says his office has no problem with an independent analysis, but he's convinced it will show that the city needs to pay more.
And there's been some discussion about changing definitions and things. Without changing anything, that's our true cost today. A little over $2.5 million for everything that we do for the city. If you change the definition, then their cost would be a lot more.
The Justice Authority is expected to vote to seek proposals at a special meeting that is scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon. A Washington County judge has set a September trial date for a teenager charged with plotting to kill classmates and police officers inside a high school. Sammy Chavez is to stand trial on September 9th. He's been jailed on $1 million bond since his arrest in December. He's pleaded not guilty to hatching a plot to lure students into the Bartlesville High School auditorium and to begin shooting them. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory for all of northeastern Oklahoma today. Mostly sunny, very humid, with a slight chance of rain and a high of 99. Tonight, heavy rain will be possible and a low of 76. National Weather Service radar shows no precipitation right now in northeast Oklahoma. It is mostly cloudy and 82 degrees. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.